From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Chris Carter's life changed one Sunday in 2011 as he and his family were getting ready to go to church. His oldest daughter, Hannah, who was 12 at the time, stood kind of frozen by the door, which was very unlike her.
And we're like, Hannah, come on, we got to get ready for a church. Let's get out to the car. And she had this blank stare on her face, and she was kind of white as chalkish, and we were just like, this is odd. And so we went into the car, and literally she started vomiting and having a seizure inside my wife's car.
Hannah was taken to a doctor and the next day to a neurologist. And after some tests, the neurologist said it appears she has epilepsy and will have to be on medication for the rest of her life.
Yeah, it was a day I don't wish on any parent.
Yeah. How were you in those first days? I imagine you just didn't go to work at all.
Well, I can't say that.
Okay.
Yeah, I cannot say that, Jason. I did call the staff. I let them know that I was going to be in and out, that I had a family emergency I had to deal with. I literally was on my laptop dealing with things as we were going through, my cell phone as we were in the doctor's rooms. Anytime that I could check on an email, I would check on an email, unfortunately.
Here's the thing. Chris's family was in need, but so were his employees. He was in startup mode, having just founded a company called AppRoyo a few months earlier, where he was the CEO. And what do you do in a situation like this? When there's a personal emergency, something as absolutely terrifying and life-altering as your child's health, but you also have a team of people, an entire company, that's relying upon you for their jobs and their future. I have to say, this challenge here is one I get pitched perhaps more than any other on this show. So many entrepreneurs have to deal with something like this because running a company can be unpredictable, but so can, you know, the rest of your life. And so how do you balance the two when life becomes more complicated? Today, I'm going to tell you the story of how Chris got through it, because he has, enough so that he's able to say this.
My daughter's epilepsy was the best thing that ever happened for our company.
Even the hardest, most personal challenges can be overcome and can produce, in fact, a benefit you couldn't have imagined at the beginning of it. But what does he mean? What does Chris mean that it was the best thing that ever happened for his company? I will tell you his journey from start to finish right after this break. I want to tell you about what is honestly, like straight up not being paid to say this, one of my favorite events of the year. It's called 212, and it's a four-day invite-only mentorship experience designed for successful entrepreneurs, most of whom generate 7 to 8-figure revenue. I've served as a mentor every year, and I'll be back again this summer, and honestly can't wait. I've just met a crazy amount of interesting people there. So let me tell you about it. The event is limited to 65 attendees, and all 65 people have different individualized mentor schedules. Each attendee is paired with 6 different mentors, and they meet in a small group with each session focusing on the personal business goals of the attendees. In my sessions, for example, I'm generally talking about writing and getting press for businesses. Others are talking about marketing, strategy, growth, and so on. So now the details. This year, 212 is at the Four Seasons in Vail, Colorado on August 26th to the 29th. I've been told there's going to be an awesome zip line. The organizers also tell me there are a few spots left and they want to make sure they're accepting the best of the best. So to apply, go to 212.io, that is T-W-O, and then the digit 12.io, and tell them I referred you for a $1,500 discount. See you in Vail. And now our second sponsor. Can flushing the toilet light up your house? It's the kind of thing discussed on Waterline, a new podcast about the economic, political, social, behavioral, technological, and environmental aspects of water around the globe, as well as the latest scientific advancements and technical solutions to create efficient water usage and make water safe for everyone. Waterline Podcast is an initiative of Israel New Tech, a part of the Israeli Ministry of Economy and Industry. And I'd recommend starting with their episode on drip irrigation, an agricultural innovation that proves everything can continue to be improved upon. Search Waterline Podcast on iTunes or in your Android podcast app. All right, we're back. So let's start by backing way up. Chris had launched and sold one company and then launched and folded another, and then he retired. But he hated retirement. He was totally bored.
My good friend who was at the time the vice president over at SAP came over with a bottle of scotch. We sat outside at my fire pit, and he told me I needed to get my butt back in the game because I was a terrible golfer. So I literally did just that.
So that friend, as you heard, he was at SAP, the multinational software company. And Chris understood SAP and saw a way to solve problems for people who were working with SAP. So he decided to chuck retirement and get back into the game, creating AppRoyo to provide solutions for the SAP ecosystem.
So any company that is running or wants to run SAP software, we provide them with a managed serviced cloud, which I created many years ago, and help them run it in a cloud so they don't have to run it on their premise any longer.
AppRoyo opens up shop in mid-March 2011. They build out the technology, sign up clients, and that is when Hannah has her first seizure. What followed was a lot of medical care, a lot of Chris being at the hospital, and also the regular flow of needs from his company. So his first reaction was, I'd say, pretty common for entrepreneurs who are facing just more than they can handle, which is to say, they don't recognize that. They just think, okay, I'm going to do it all. Just pile it on.
I started working 24-hour days. I was all over the board. I couldn't focus sometimes on one or the other. And then in my own mind, I was trying to decide, do I need to focus on my daughter? But what about the company? I've got staff now. I've got clients. I'm back doing this. How am I going to deal with this? And it finally got to a point one day where one weekend I literally slept 48 hours and my wife kept walking into the bedroom thinking, oh my God, he's killed himself. What has happened? He's died. And literally she'd say, she saw my chest breathing, let him be. And I woke up and I had lost 2 days of my life. And I just thought, something's got to change. I'm going to kill myself if I don't figure out a way to make myself, my family, the business, everything work together in one nice, neat, clean package if I possibly can.
Chris wasn't the only one thinking this. His executive team back at AppRoyo was thinking it too. They knew he was in an unsustainable situation, and so they stepped in and told him so, and they said they will take on additional responsibilities to free him up. There was even a time when the seizures were really bad and doctors were struggling to control them that Chris had to step away from the company for a short time while his team just ran it entirely. But he didn't want to leave AppRoyo. What he wanted was to make everything work. Now, up until now, Chris had been trying to multitask. If he was up at 3 a.m. making sure his daughter was safe, but she was asleep, he'd be on his phone dealing with some marketing issue or whatever. But now, as Chris searched for a way forward, he started to think differently.
So one of the things that I did while I was sitting in the hospital with Hannah is I literally laid out, what can I do and what can't I do from anywhere in the world? Can I write checks? No, I can't, but I can do wire transfers. Okay, well, we didn't have that set up. Can I manage and maintain and talk with our finance team? Well, yeah, but I can't see the finances unless they download a report from the older system that we were running at that point in time. Okay, what can we do from a marketing standpoint? Well, we didn't have a CRM system like a Salesforce.com or anything. Everything was on individual systems. We were using a very old CRM style tool at the time.
In thinking through how to best run his company from outside the office, he was effectively troubleshooting his company's entire systems. And the fact was, they weren't using the best platforms, and they weren't built for flexibility, and they needed to be, frankly, with or without this family crisis. So first, Chris talked it over with a friend of his in IT at Ernst & Young, and then he talked to his staff.
And so literally, I sat down with every one of my heads of our divisions, our marketing, sales, so on, and I said, I need to know, what can we do to A, make your jobs easier and better, and me to be able to make your jobs easier and better with a cloud-based solution. We're a cloud company. Everything needs to be in the cloud so we can do this anywhere in the world.
2 weeks later, everyone came back with their recommendations and the company made major changes. They began using QuickBooks, Salesforce, MailChimp, Skype, Google Mail, Dropbox. Then they adjusted their workflow to these new systems, experimenting with the various communication tools and how meetings could happen differently now that they all had cloud access to information. Chris found that this radically changed how he worked because he was able to be more useful in off hours. And also he had access to useful data. I mean, before these changes, Chris would often be on the phone pacing in the hallways outside his daughter's hospital room as nurses shooed him away for making too much noise. But now he could work silently at any hour.
I could literally get on Salesforce chat if I was, say it was 2 o'clock in the morning. Instead of being inside my Google Mail, I could Salesforce chat with the team in Europe or Asia, or I could look at everybody's reports. I could see how everybody was doing from a sales perspective for the quarter. I could see what was getting ready to close. Did we have enough people ready for our help desk to take on that client? Where were we on our statuses for it? And it literally gave us the ability to be so flexible that those two items alone saved me so much time and patience and energy.
But the solution wasn't just about cloud platforms. It was also about Chris himself, his health. Chris wasn't sleeping during normal hours, and it was messing him up. So he started reading up on sleep and found an article in Men's Health that got him thinking about how to get more high-quality sleep. He started meditating. He dimmed his screen so that he didn't have a bright light blasting in his face just before trying to go to bed. And before bed, he'd use an app called Headspace that helped him relax. He also started changing his diet. He'd eat less sugar and fewer processed foods, less things out of a can. He completely quit drinking soda, and he added more vegetables to his diet. And when he was at the office, he'd also move around more than he did before. He'd take walks or just be the person to go fetch something.
I get a little bit of exercise, so I'm not sitting around every single minute of every single day while I'm at the office, and little things like that that in the past I would have just said, you guys go get it, or have the somebody from the admin team or whatever go get it. And you know, little things like that. They don't need to do that. I'm a big boy. I can get my butt up.
All of this had a profound effect on Chris. He felt healthier, more alert, stronger. Now, when he was awake at odd hours, he felt less stressed and more ready to manage, to make use of the time. Chris's team is international, so he began calling into meetings in other parts of the world just as a way to check in. And he found that this, in fact, helped his general leadership style. Chris likes being accessible, but of course, the CEO in America isn't going to feel especially accessible to the sales team in India. But with a well-rested CEO that happens to be up at 3 a.m. anyway, that changes.
It actually had a positive effect on us as a group. We bonded more because I would literally dial into conference calls that they would have never expected me to dial into. And lo and behold, there I would be. And I have always told my staff, you can tell me anything. If you think I am the dumbest person on this planet and just prove to me why, or if you think we're doing the greatest thing on this planet, prove to me why.
Today, 7 years after Chris's daughter developed epilepsy, here's what's happening. Hannah is doing great. Her seizures are largely under control. And AppRoyo is doing great too, growing almost 600%. And a few days after Chris and I talked, he was flying to Europe to sign a new client that would increase their revenue by 50%. When Chris looks back at all this, he sees something pretty amazing. All the changes he underwent, the things he did for his company, the things he did for his health, they were all positive. They weren't about accommodating him and his family emergency. They were just good practices.
I thought with having my daughter's epilepsy that this was going to be something that I would battle all my life, both the personal side and then the corporate side with trying to catch up, trying to do the things that needed to be done for both sides. And lo and behold, it is gravitated to where it's bringing them together. And I can now sit down with her and meditate. I can take those the bright ambient light and get rid of that to help to make sure that everybody's together. And yes, I've got a better sleep pattern today, but you know, it's one of those things where I'm bringing both of the worlds together because I know that it's a benefit to both of us, both my company and my family.
He created a life where both sides work in harmony, where the needs of one side improved the other side. It's not a version of work-life balance that he'd ever expected or ever went looking for, of course, but it's what happened. And now he knows just how resilient both his family and company really are. And that's our episode. But wait, before you go, please hear me out on a few ways you can stay in touch with the show and contact me directly. First of all, if you like the show, it would be amazing if you subscribe to it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Problem Solvers. That way, you'll never miss an episode. We come out every Monday morning. Also, I love hearing from listeners. You can go to jasonpfeiffer.com. That's J-A-S-O-N, F as in Frank, E-I, F as in Frank, E-R.com, where you'll find my email address, social media handles, and also you can sign up for my monthly newsletter, The Pfeiffer 5, which is 5 monthly insights and bursts of inspiration for entrepreneurs. It's basically a collection of the ideas that excited me the most that month. So please go check it out. And that's again, jasonpfeiffer.com. And if you want to drop me a line directly, please let me know about the problems you've solved, and I might have you read the letter in a future episode of the show. We can all learn from each other, and that also means you. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media, and this episode was edited by Conrad Martin. We are also online at entrepreneur.com. Again, I'm Jason Pfeiffer. Thanks for listening, and now go solve some problems.